Dai Li is a local government councillor in Fairfield in Western Sydney, an area with more poker machines than all of Tasmania. When it comes to gambling's harms, for Miss Li, the issue hits even closer to home. It affected her mother, who came to Australia as a refugee from Vietnam.
Gambling within many Asian Australian communities, families, is a taboo subject that you don't talk about if you have a problem. My mother had a has had a gambling problem, but I don't think she sees it as a gambling problem, and not many people do see it as a gambling problem. They see it as a way of passing their time.
The subject was so taboo, her mother didn't share the extent of her problem until 2013. Dai Li says it was then that a family was forced to sell its $700,000 home to help pay off her mother's debts. She questions whether conventional approaches to problem gambling would have had any impact.
The Western concept of helping people through trauma, through gambling addiction, is to provide online or counselling services. But I think it's an alien concept for people like within the Vietnamese Australian communities to go to a counsellor to talk about your problems. You don't share it to another stranger. You don't even talk to your family, let alone a specialist.
Gambling is a multi-billion dollar business in Australia, but the cash spent addressing the harm is far less, especially for ethnic communities. In Victoria, the state government spent $20 million on gambling treatment and support last financial year, with more than $1 million of that targeting culturally diverse services. New South Wales allocated $1.7 million to culturally diverse gambling treatment programs, from an overall pool of $18 million. This $4 million anti-gambling awareness campaign ran in New South Wales for 3 years, when none of its resources were available in any language other than English.
You blew all your wages again, but now you've got someone to talk to. Getting help for problem gambling takes guts. You've already got them.
Victorian State MP Hong Lim says the limited support doesn't stop venues from specifically targeting ethnic communities, like those in his electorate.
And they go take bus not to the area where they have concentration of our people. Not they got a free ride, they got a free meal, but you gamble, everything.
It's a charge rejected by gambling venues like Crown Melbourne, which says it celebrates all major cultural festivals as one of Australia's largest tourism operators. In a statement to SBS, the casino said Crown employees are trained and work tirelessly to identify and assist those with potential problem gambling issues. And it's not just casinos, but pubs and clubs in areas like Western Sydney where gaming is growing. Melbourne-based councillor Toy Boy says some cultural views that gambling is harmless adds to the problem. Vietnamese women are vastly overrepresented in prison population in Victoria, and Toy Boy says gambling debts are the reason many commit crimes. One study suggests as many as half of Vietnamese women in prison have sentences linked to gambling debts.
We need a lot of community education, which I am doing is part of my job as a counselor. We do a lot of community education, but it's not enough because we lack of workers and funding.
Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation Chief Executive Louise Granville says the foundation works with community organisations to address problem gambling.
The cult communities that we work with, and we work with many different groups across the state, indicate that for them, because help seeking is often surrounded by stigma and shame, many people don't seek that help.